Welcome aboard, you scallywags. In this podcast, I read film reviews that range from ugly to incredible and also share my own thoughts on the films. I, of course, am your host, Coz. Hey, podcasters. This episode of Horror with Coz is based on the film Annihilation. It was released on March 12, 2018, is directed by Alex Garland, and stars Natalie Portman, Jennifer Jason Leigh, Gina Rodriguez, Tessa Thompson, Tuva Novotny, and Oscar Isaac. It has a film score of 6.9 on IMDb and 88% on Rotten Tomatoes. Warning, spoilers ahead. Here's a short version of the storyline. A biologist's husband disappears. She puts her name forward for an expedition into an environmental disaster zone, but does not find what she's expecting. The expedition team is made up of the biologist, an anthropologist, a psychologist, a surveyor, and a linguist. Now, as you can see, that it's a riveting idea. The film, it's this one's a tough one. I really struggled to get through this one. I found this movie to be just overly ambitious. And looking at the cast, you'd think, okay, this movie has a pretty good, it's a fighting chance. Like, being the big Star Wars fan that I am, and I love Natalie Portman, I love Oscar Isaac. I thought those two alone would be enough to really make this movie soar and achieve more than it did. Now, slightly confused by its 6.9 score on IMDb, it's a little bit misleading, actually, and 88% Rotten Tomatoes. That is misleading to me. Now, I apologize if the structure of this episode's a little bit off-putting. I only just finished the film and I'm a little bit of all sorts. So it's going to chop and change a little bit as we go. Now, this was based on a novel by Jeff Vandermeer. I've not myself read that book. I'm sure it's great. Books are generally, in my experience, more... there's more to kind of gain from reading the book, if that's the way you want to put it. There's always more detail. I just want to say Dr. Ventress in this movie was just fucking irritating. And just her character was just so douchey. Like, I don't know if that's a term you use for a female character, but she was so douchey. I just didn't like her at all. She was just Oh, and then there was that other girl, part of their squadron, a part of the reconnaissance team, basically, that goes out. She was obnoxious. I just could not stand him. It was unfortunate because Natalie Portman's character couldn't really shine, I feel, in that way. Now, the movie had a $40 million budget, and it grossed $43 million. Worldwide, so in my opinion, that looks like it was a bit of a flop. Now, I personally am going to give this film a score of 1 out of 10. It's an hour and 55 minute runtime. I feel like it was way too long for what it was. It was just, I hate being so negative about it, but it was, in my opinion, just a horrible film overall. And I hate myself for saying that because it's just, it started quite promising, I guess. Now, I'm going to read a couple user reviews because I don't want to leave it at, I don't want people to just take my opinion and go, oh yeah, that's what the movie was. You know, I want people to actually hear some of the good, some of the bad, and kind of form their own opinion on the movie. Okay, so this is the first review, first user review I've found on Annihilation. It's an 8 out of 10 score. Okay. And the heading says atmospheric. So this person writes, after watching this film, I read the reviews voted most helpful, which were all long lists of plot holes and logical inconsistencies. They're absolutely right. I didn't think about it while watching the film, but when it's pointed out, yeah, nothing in this movie makes much sense. He's right there. But I still really liked it. It's creepy and atmospheric, and more concerned with the psychology of people on a suicide mission than on the nuts and bolts of scientific investigation. It's often intense, usually beautiful, well acted, and had some really weird and mesmerizing moments. I won't argue that you should forgive yourself for its plot holes. I won't argue that you should forgive it for its plot holes, or that it has any deep meaning or anything like that. In fact, it's probably easier to make a convincing argument against the movie than for it. I'm just saying, I really liked it. Well, there you go. He liked it. 8 out of 10. Now we'll go to a review here. 2 out of 10. This is from Stephen310. 2 out of 10 he gives it. 2 out of 10. Pretentious drivel makes Prometheus look rational. Here we go. The ideas and even scenes in this movie can be found in a whole list of sci-fi novels and movies, from Invasion of the Body Snatchers to Leviathan Wakes, The Expanse series, John Carpenter's The Thing, Alien, Avatar, The Astronaut's Wife, Blair Witch, Tarkovsky's Stalker and Solaris, and J.G. Ballard's The Crystal World. In one scene, I thought I was watching Ghostbusters. It throws in some genetics jargon and wraps everything in pseudo-philosophical nonsense while adding nothing new. The story makes no sense. Perhaps the most significant event in human history, and the investigation team seems to have the budget and staffing of a small university chemistry department. Over the course of several years, many research teams have entered the shimmer, never to return, mostly. Surely, by now, they'd have nuked it. But no, they do exactly the same thing again with a new team. They go back in, and no backup plan. In fact, no plan at all. No protocols, not even a biohazard suit. And apparently no paper and pencil for making notes, which would have been useful when they find themselves lost with no memory of the previous 4 days. Really? They're supposed to be scientists. The protagonists do all the stupid things people do in horror movies always do, by being attacked by a giant mutant alligator. Sure, let's take to the water in small boats. Attacked by a giant mutant bear. Sure, let's wander off in the jungle alone. As with Garland's previous offering, Ex Machina, it's all style and no substance. Nothing that hasn't been done before. Interesting. Sorry, I'm so angry about this fucking movie. Seriously, I'm actually pissed off about this. I had such high hopes for it, and I held off. And when it first came out on Netflix in 2018, by the way, you can find it on there still, Australia, Netflix. I skated past it a few times, and I looked at it and I thought, gee, this kind of reminds me a little bit of fucking Anaconda, mixed with a little bit of Evolution, mixed with something else. And I was always apprehensive. Now I know why. And I saw Natalie Portman, and I still, even in the trailer, it wasn't enough to make me, to grab me and make me want to watch it. Just fuck, it's annoying. And anyway, I'm not going to go to town on it any longer. I still love Oscar Isaac and Natalie Portman as actors, and the rest of the cast as well in their own ways. But this film was a big disappointment to me. You guys make up your own mind. The next review I'm going to be doing is going to be on Upgrade. I have much higher hopes for that film. I've heard nothing but good stuff about Upgrade. Now, I appreciate you stopping by. I do apologize for being pissed off for this entire review, but hopefully we'll come good for Upgrade and we can go from there and move on from this mess. Thanks anyone who stopped by for Horror with Coz. Appreciate you all. We'll see you soon.